We welcome you this morning to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here today. This Sunday kicks off the beginning of our Faith Promise Month for missions here at Grace Bible Church. And in our call to worship today, I wanted to take you to Philippians chapter 4, one of the most touching, I think, verses of this particular book in this letter that he wrote to the Philippians was in verse 15, where he said, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." You talk about a reflection upon help when help was needed. You know, Paul said, you know, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." But in that next verse, which often gets forgotten, he said, "Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction." In other words, yes, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, but also I need your help. That's what he was saying as a missionary apostle. I need your help. And only one church at the beginning, when the gospel was proclaimed in Macedonia, there was one church there at Philippi that took up the responsibility. "We want to help you, Paul. We want to support you in giving and receiving," it says. "For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." And he unfolds in this passage of Scripture the simple principle upon which the New Testament would support missions, and that's faith promise giving. Because he says following this, "You gave to me," and then he says in verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus." In other words, you gave to me, God will give to you. Some people think, "Well, I've got to wait until I can do such and such, then I can give." No, you give, and then God will supply your need. That's how it works. Well, the Lord has been so faithful, has He not, through the years? And we thank the Lord for the opportunities that He's given to us, and we want to continue to support missionary work all around the world. We want to be able to help students in South India to be able to go to Bible college. We want to be able to see the orphanage continue to grow there in the Philippines through the work of Phil and Rachel Frazier. We want to see the work continue with the Vestals. We want to be able to see others encouraged as well. But it takes the giving of God's people to make that possible. And so in this touching verse where he reflects upon the goodness of the people there at Philippi and how they were the only ones at the very beginning that assisted him, he encouraged them to keep on keeping on. "You continue. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." That principle is not old and wore out. It is new every morning. It is the fresh promise of the Word of God that God provides for His children. And He wants you to be sensitive toward the need of our missionary families. We get letters all the time. I'm so thankful for many of you who give above and beyond the faith promise giving. I get letters from missionaries, "So-and-so in your church sent in a special gift for us this month. Would you please thank them for what they've done?" What a blessing that is. What an encouragement that is. You know, the time is short. I believe the Lord's return is very soon. And so, as Dr. Hobbs used to say, we've got to have deadline urgency when it comes to this matter of getting the gospel out to those in our neighborhoods, to those in our community, to those around the world. We have to have deadline urgency because the trump is going to sound. And that means that we have to give of the resources that we have, and God will take care of the rest. He'll make sure you have all your needs met. And so in this month, as we emphasize our missionaries, as we have them come and speak, and as we look to the Lord for this year and supplying the needs of all of our missionary families, I pray that you'll have a spirit and a heart to want to give and to trust the Lord to take care of you. That's the glorious principle of faith promise, and we look forward to this month and sharing the testimony. We look forward today to have Brother Don Vestal preach to us today, one of our men, and we pray that the Lord would encourage him as well in the ministry that God has called him to do.